Grace entered her large walk-in closet that her father had turned into a small library years ago, and dug around the bookshelves until she found her ancient copy of Peter Pan. Julian dug in her dresser until he found that wretched outfit. They exchanged items in the center of the room. Grace ran to the bathroom and changed clothes, but as soon as she saw herself in the gauzy red nightie, she froze. Ugh! If Julian caught sight of her in this, he'd run screaming from the room. Unable to bear the humiliation of seeing his disappointment in her body, she changed out of the nightie and into her modest pink dorm shirt, then wrapped herself in her thick terry cloth robe before returning to her room. Julian shook his head at her. "Why are you wearing that? Look, I'm not an idiot. I don't have the kind of body that makes men drool." "What are you trying to tell me? You're a man?" She frowned at his logic.
"No."
"Then how do you know what men want to ogle?"
"Because they never do, okay? Men don't drool over me the way women drool over you. Heck, I'm lucky if they even realize I'm female."
"Grace," he breathed, moving from the bed. He went to stand at the foot of it.
"Come here,"
he commanded. She obeyed. He stood her directly in front of her full-length mirror.
"Tell me what you see," he asked.
"You."
He smiled at her reflection. Leaning down, he rested his chin on her shoulder.
"What do you see when you look at you?"
"Someone who needs to lose 15 to 20 pounds and buy stock in porcelain of fade cream for my freckles?"
He didn't look amused. He reached his hands around her waist to the front of the robe where her belt tied it closed.
"Let me tell you what I see,"
he all but purred in her ear as he placed his hands on the belt without opening it.
"I see beautiful hair, as dark as night, soft and thick. You have the kind of hair that a man loves to feel cascading over his bare stomach, hair a man wants to bury his face in so that he can smell you."
She shivered.
"You have the heart-shaped face of a mischievous imp with full, sensuous lips that beg for kisses. As for your freckles, they are beguiling. They add a youthful charm to your body that is uniquely you and utterly irresistible."
It didn't sound so bad when he put it that way. He tugged open her robe and grimaced at the sight of her pink dorm shirt. He parted the robe wider.
"What have we here?"
he breathed, his eyes devouring her. Before she could think to protest, he pulled the robe from her shoulders and let it fall in a pool at her feet. He returned to rest his chin on her shoulder as his gaze captured hers in the mirror. He lifted the hem of her dorm shirt.
"Julian," she said, catching his hand.
They locked gazes in the mirror. Grace froze, unable to move as his hot, tender look held her enthralled.
"I want to see you, Grace,"
he said in a tone that let her know he would not be denied. Before she could gather her thoughts, he removed her shirt from her, then skimmed his hand over the bare skin of her stomach.
"Your breasts are not small,"
he whispered, straightening to tower over her.
"They're the perfect size for a man's hand."
To prove his point, he reached up and cupped them both in his hands.
"Julian,"
she half-moaned, her body on fire,
"remember your promise."
"I'm behaving myself,"
he said, his voice hoarse.